With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Firefighters are still trying to contain several wildfires in western South Dakota. The Schroeder Fire is just west of Rapid City. One home is gone from the fire that has grown to more than 2,000 acres. Firefighters had it half contained on Wednesday afternoon. Firefighter Chris Zoller provided a public update on the fire.
As we gain containment from now on, it's going to be a little harder fought containment as we gain it. We're in the timber in a lot of these edges. We're going to have to be very vigilant about mopping up and continuing to monitor these areas.
Authorities continue to lift evacuation orders and road closures as the situation improves. Meanwhile, near Mount Rushmore, the 244 fire grew to more than 100 acres on Wednesday. Firefighters have that about 50% contained, and Mount Rushmore National Memorial is reopening today. In northwestern South Dakota, the Divide Fire has burned about 8,000 acres of grassland in Perkins County. Firefighters had that 80% contained on Wednesday. State health officials will start COVID-19 vaccinations for all South Dakotans next Monday. Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Risden says state allocation of vaccine doses will continue to increase in April.
The allocation for this week for first doses is 27,340. As of this point, right now, the allocation for next week is 32,900 doses. And of course, as a reminder, this does not include the supply that's being distributed by the Indian Health Service, the Veterans Administration, or by the federal retail pharmacy programs located across the state.
Malsom-Risden encourages South Dakotans to get the vaccine.
CDC studies have shown that the COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. And in addition to this, the science is showing us that the fully vaccinated individuals are 90% less likely to get infected by the virus. As well, all of the approved vaccines are 100% effective at preventing COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths.
Vaccines are not yet approved for young children, but the Food and Drug Administration says people 16 and older can receive the Pfizer vaccine. Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are approved for people 18 and older. The South Dakota Department of Health reports 264 new COVID-19 cases. The CDC reports the state is second in the nation for total positive cases per capita. More than 13,000 South Dakotans have been infected per 100,000 people. Hospitalizations are up for the fifth day. There are 104 people currently hospitalized. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says there isn't a clear explanation why.
We are seeing younger populations hospitalized. You know, we still see cases across the age spectrum. It's not been attributed to any one specific age group, the increase that we're seeing.
The DOH says people in their 30s have been the most infected age group for the past 2 weeks, with roughly 600 cases. Next are people between 10 and 19 years old, with about 580 infections. Students in South Dakota's public universities will pay an average of about $105 more for the upcoming academic year. The Board of Regents this week approved a tuition and mandatory fee hike of about 1%. On average, an in-state undergraduate student taking 30 credit hours next year will pay about $9,360 for tuition and mandatory fees. These new rates are effective for the 2021-2022 academic year that begins this summer. Tuition and fees cover part of the 2.4% salary raise for all university employees in the coming year. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.